Welcome to the Spoonie Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Fraser. This show is for anyone living with a chronic health condition. From personal experience, I know how difficult it is to navigate life with debilitating symptoms like pain and fatigue. I want you to know that you're not alone, and it is possible to build a life you love alongside your diagnosis. I can't wait to show you how. Hello! I am so excited to be back for season 2 of the Spoonie Podcast. It was wonderful to take a couple months off. In this episode, I'm going to give you a breakdown of what I've been up to, give you some inspiration for those of you who are learning to thrive with your chronic health conditions, and also give you some updates about new ways to work with me. So this summer was amazing. I developed a newfound love of Squishmallows, which apparently a lot of Spoonies enjoy. If you've never heard of them, they're these adorable stuffed toys that are so soft, they can double as pillows, and they're so, so cute and comfy, and it's fun to kind of hunt around the city figuring out where they are. So I definitely have become a bit obsessed with them and have a big collection, which I need to slow down because I'm running out of places to store them. But that's been pretty fun. I released a newsletter in June just sharing how it's so important to nurture your inner child and have time for fun and play, right? Like, when is the last time you did something so silly and fun that your inner child would have loved? I know me and my husband have been building Lego even, and he's been painting his Warhammer, which is something he thought was too nerdy. He like had wanted to do it forever, but he thought, you know, he was too old for that. And he's been really embracing that side of himself. And it's so beautiful because I am such a strong believer in doing anything that makes us feel connected to our true authentic selves. And that's a big part of it. I had a great trip to British Columbia. I was on Vancouver Island for my friend's 40th birthday with a bunch of former colleagues, teachers, but also really great friends. So that was wonderful. We ended up going on a hike that was supposed to be easy. Like, the Google review said 2-year-olds could do it. So I was like, okay, this will be good. I can manage. It ended up being like such a long hike, and it was draining, and old me would have panicked so much, being like, oh my gosh, I need to turn around, except it was a loop, so it really didn't make sense to. But I knew my pacing strategies, I knew my mindset strategies, and it was really helpful to know that I could handle it. There's like an amazing photo of me overlooking a cliff and at the ocean. I just feel so proud of that moment and everything I accomplished. Was I tired after? Absolutely. Did I go to bed early? Yes. But the great thing is, because I know how to pace, I knew that I'd be able to wake up the next morning and be totally okay, which was the case. So it's so important to remember how we're perceiving things. And if we're going into anything being like, this is going to be a failure, I'm really worried, I can't do it, it's really easy to fall into that pattern and then make that your reality, because then your body's going to provoke a fear response. It's been really interesting for a bunch of TSP alumni. They continue to go outside of their comfort zone and try new things and go out on dates and hang out with friends and go on adventures. And it's been interesting for them to be like, wow, I thought this was going to be a big deal, but I actually managed. And then that being kind of scary for them in some way. So it's so interesting that even as you learn to thrive and start to reclaim your energy and health, it's a learning curve to remind yourself that you can do things that you had told yourself that you couldn't anymore. I know that's been the case for me as I keep kind of pushing myself and trying new things. Like, I managed an hour and 20 minutes on the kayak last week at the lake, which is incredible. And I never even thought that I'd be able to manage that long. It was actually, I misheard my husband when he said how far we had gone and how much it took to get, how far this little distance. We like to go to this one part of, I don't know, it's not an island, but it kind of juts out on the lake. And we've always collected fossils there, which has been really fun. And then when we got back, he told me how far we'd actually gone. I was like, oh my gosh, I would have never attempted that. But after doing it, I was like, hey, I managed. So that was really cool and validating. Actually, this weekend, I'm about to go biking on the, what's it called? It's a trail that goes between Canmore and Banff, two mountain towns. And I said at the beginning of spring that I was going to be practicing movement and getting strong enough to be able to manage this, which is honestly something I wouldn't have even attempted before I became a Spoonie. So that is such a sign of the fact that my health has continued to improve the more I pace. I was kind of joking with one of the TSP members that sharing on Instagram about my growth almost feels like strange, because I feel like I've improved so much that it feels unbelievable even to me. I'm like, if I found this random person on Instagram sharing how much her health had turned around, like, I'm not sure I would believe her. But it is is true. It's just I've continued to get stronger and stronger month over month. It doesn't mean that I don't experience some dips, but I know exactly what to do in order to manage them. Let me see. My cat is like licking me. I don't know if you can hear him purr. He's sitting on my notes that I have. So what else is new? I also met my sister in BC after the birthday party for my friend. We went to Souk. It was the most incredible trip. I'd never been there. And there were these potholes, which were this magical area to swim with all these beautiful rock formations. We went there each day because it was just so serene and peaceful. And I just love that I'm able to manage these long car rides and windy roads and just swim and not worry about if I have enough spoons because I know how to pace and track. So that's been really incredible. It's been great to spend a lot of time at my parents' cabin in Sylvan Lake. It's a bit of a hill and some stairs to get down to the water. And I remember for a long time, I couldn't even go to the cabin when I was on disability leave because the drive was so long and even being a passenger in a car was so much. Remember once I attempted to drive myself at a point where I thought I was doing really better and I had to take like 6 breaks on this 2-hour drive. And I also remember that going and climbing up that little hill from the water back to the cabin was very tiring, and I used to celebrate how many stops I had to take, how many breaks on this short distance. And I remember once celebrating when I got to only needing to pause 5 times instead of 10, and even when I couldn't even attempt it at all. So now the fact that I was going up and down and carrying kayaks and, you know, going on boat rides was just, it's been a really fulfilling and joyful summer, and it's been really nice, especially I launched my first business coaching program. So with Earn With Ease, I was doing that and I decided to take a break from the podcast. And even I've been celebrating that because old Emily would have just pushed through and done so much and had so many demands stacking up that would have really used all of my resources and spoons. And the fact that I'm understanding how to prioritize and that it's okay to take a break is fantastic. And also, like, I had more listeners and people who downloaded episodes. So it's just such a reminder that the more we rest, it doesn't mean that we're going to not be as productive or effective, right? I didn't at all lose any steam with the podcast. There were more listeners than ever and thousands of downloads. And it doesn't have to be hard. We can really lean into this restful, easeful state, which has been so fun. And I love this energy. Actually, with my Earn With Ease course, one of the members on the final call made 37 sales and she was so excited. And I'm like, see, when you're in this energy and vibration of just trusting and surrendering and letting it flow, magical things happen. So it's been so rewarding. And I think of another member, Allison, who's going to be coming on the podcast soon, but she was in the original cohort of the Thriving Spoonie Pathway. And through that, she was able to finish her master's research in psychology, which she thought when she first got diagnosed, she wasn't even going to be able to finish. So through TSP, she got to that. And then I was really encouraging her that I thought she could have an incredible business as a Spoonie. And so she joined the Earn With Ease cohort. And then she went from not having any idea what to do to totally starting everything. She's got a professional website, her email, about to launch her first program. And I'm just so proud of her and all the incredible work that she's doing. So that's just, it's really fun because I just think it's been a year since I met Allison and she was in the first cohort and how much her life has changed. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I share what I share on the podcast, because I just want to inspire all of you listening that it is 100% possible to reclaim your health and life. And I'm not necessarily talking about curing and completely eliminating all of your symptoms. While that does happen for many people, even just leaning more towards joy and what fulfills you and getting into alignment can change your life so dramatically. So that's been so beautiful. I went through a bit of grief, even recently, it being September, the start of school, and seeing all the parents post photos of their kids and the uniforms at the school I used to teach at. And even in June, the students who graduated grade 12 would have been the very last group that I ever taught when they were in grade 7. So it was really bittersweet to know that I had to leave that teaching career, but also I've allowed myself to grieve. It's okay to experience that and let it come through waves. I've shared this graphic before on Instagram that it's not that our grief diminishes over time, it's just that our capacity to hold space for the grief expands. So Of course, I still miss parts of my old life, but I also cherish the new memories that I've been able to create in this incredible business, which has allowed me to connect with thousands of you and really know that I'm making an impact in a new way. So it was really special that the very first band class I ever taught, that graduating year had a 5-year reunion. They've all now finished university or whatever they pursued after high school. And they invited me to their little get together during the Calgary Stampede at a bar. And I was so thrilled to be able to attend and see all of them and just know that, you know, the students that I did teach, they're still a part of my life, and to be able to maintain that connection. And it was also because I also taught this whole graduating class, Career and Life Management, CALM, which is actually, if you scroll to earlier podcast episodes, this was called the CALM podcast, because when I was on disability leave, I was just looking for something to do and something to pass the time and still work on improving my capacity to do mental tasks. So that's why it started the podcast. And it's just so cool that both seeing how these students are pursuing the dreams that we helped them, like, think, what do you want to do after high school? But also that when I shared what I'm doing now through my disability advocacy and through my mentorship programs and online courses, for all them to turn around and look at me and be like, wow, we're so proud of you and what you've turned this really challenging adversity and brain injury and car accident into such an incredible gift that you can help others and give back. And it was really validating to also hear from my former students that they're proud of me, because that's something that I'm learning to recognize. It's really easy to be like, oh, compare myself to other people, be like, oh, I'm not where I want to be yet, or I want to have even more people and help more people. Or, you know, it's a great reminder to always pause and recognize how far I've come from not even 2 years ago, the dream of starting a business and thinking maybe this could be a way that I could have flexibility to work for myself, and to know how it's come full circle and that I'm where I am today is so powerful. And I'm also no different than any of you. This can be your transformation story. It just takes making the decision that you're ready for change, and then you just take one next step after the other. I often think about from Frozen 2 when Anna's trapped in a cave and she thinks she's lost everyone, and she sings this beautiful song of just do the next right thing. And that has been my motto for a lot of my recovery and my personal growth as an entrepreneur, as a spoonypreneur, is just what's the next thing I can do right now? And taking the consistent aligned action has been so key. So yeah, I loved connecting with students. I've loved spending time at the lake. My sisters and my nephew came into town, my brother-in-law. So we had a great visit with them, which was also another chance for me to reflect and celebrate my transformation, because I remember one of the biggest reasons I decided to start my business and I accepted that I needed to leave my teaching career was because even when I was holding my nephew as a newborn, he was too heavy and I didn't have the strength or the mobility or the spoons to spend time with him. And fast forward to this summer, me being able to babysit him alone and drive him around and lift him up, even though he's like over 2 years old now, and just know that I did this in big part so that I could be the aunt that I want to be with him. And having this hope that I, at that point when I was unable back in, it was 2022, I was unable to even, maybe it was 2021, but I was unable to even like hold him and spend time with him. And it was a real wake up call for me and this reality check of like, wow, like my health is really affecting me. And it was me kind of saying, I'm not sure I'm ever going to become a mother or be able to be a parent with my current capacity. And that was one of the biggest motivators for me to really implement pacing and learn how to regulate my nervous system and learn how to truly embrace rest. Instead of trying to get back to the old me, I started carving a way that I could connect with the new me and actually accept my limitations. And ultimately, I'm sure a lot of you know the story, but that's what helped me heal and now not experience symptoms as long as I follow all of the strategies I teach inside of my programs. And so that's why another big update that's been going on this summer, which many of you know if you've been following me on Instagram, is that my husband and I have been at the fertility clinic. We found out that there's male factor infertility involved. And so the only way to conceive is for us to do IVF and something called ICSI. And that has been a whole wave of emotions for me, in part because, you know, my body has been through so much over these last several years. And I
really was just not prepared to put my body through more. I was like, oh, all the injections and the egg retrieval and then carrying the baby. It was really scary to me. And so a lot of June and July, I was moving through that fear. And then I've really had a mindset shift, and I'm continuing to have that mindset shift of just embracing this and knowing I am resilient. I am an expander for myself. Look how much I've gone through, and knowing that, you know, there was times when I thought I wouldn't even be able to become a mother with my health, and celebrating the fact that I now have the energy and capacity to become a mother. And this IVF process is just another part of the journey. I've really created the story and this narrative that, you know, every single hardship I ever encountered throughout my journey, whether it was on disability leave, the challenges I had in my relationship with my husband and family and friends, navigating trying to find new work, a lawsuit from the car accident, every single challenge I went through has now turned around to be something that I can help support my clients with. And so the story I tell myself is like, well, it needed to happen that way for me to be in this position to help now. And I think the same thing about IVF and now this new fertility journey is that, you know, while I might not want this to be happening, and it's definitely hard and all of the delays and feeling like a patient again and being passed from doctor to doctor and, you know, the anticipation and the delays and all sorts of things that have been going on, it's also been a really clear reminder for me that this is part of the process and just learning to lean into surrender and release the timeline. It's so much about like, oh, I want to have the baby by this day, by this day, by this day. It's same thing as when I had that mindset of I need to heal by this day. I need to get back to work by this day. And it was that constant disappointment. So instead, I'm stepping back and just embracing this journey, knowing that I'm strong, knowing that I have the tools to work through any pain, knowing that I can handle the ups and downs and truly let myself feel and ride all the emotional waves and learn how to lean into my support system. So it's been a really great reminder for me of how it feels in the acute moment when you're really dealing with being a spoonie. Because for me, I really don't consider myself someone who's chronically ill anymore because I have so many tools and resources. And being back in a scenario where I am experiencing going to the doctor and all these different medications and waiting games and blood tests, etc., it's just been a reminder of how I can be even more empathetic for the people inside of my programs and courses and really guide them on their journey. And on the flip side, also, I tell them after our connection calls and our alumni meetups, like, it's so beneficial for me to have them as a support system as well, because we're a community and I share what I'm going through and how I grow, and we all help each other out, which is a really beautiful thing. That's the power of peer mentorship and support. Another milestone was celebrating our 6-year wedding anniversary on September 3rd. You know, we definitely did not anticipate that shortly after getting married, we would go through so much adversity from my husband having multiple job losses and my whole health and resulting career change. But like I've said, all of these challenges can help us grow. And I am in such a stronger place with my husband. We learned how to set boundaries, how to communicate clearly. We've learned how to rely on each other, how to active listen. There are so many things that we learned as a result of the past few years dealing with all these things that make us a stronger team than we would have without them. So I truly can and honestly say I'm grateful for all the experiences I've had as a spoonie because of where it has led me today. So that's a big update about what I've been doing this summer and some reflections on how I'm able to turn things around and change the story and the narrative I'm telling myself, which is such a powerful tool. One of the beautiful things about this whole thing I've been trying to do about leaning more into surrender and releasing the timeline and just trust is that things flow so much easier. And it's been really cool because I have polycystic kidney disease, which is a genetic condition. And so a few years ago, we met a genetic counselor and they said that each child has a potential 50% chance of getting this condition, which my mother, my uncle, my cousin, they all have. And so they told us that IVF was one of the only ways that we would be able to prevent this disease from being passed on. And I was really at that point not wanting to do that because I know I wouldn't have been born had that been an opportunity my parents had to test and screen for the disease. But knowing that because of my husband's health, we need to do IVF and ICSI, it was another opportunity presented to us to do the genetic testing of embryos that we're going to create. And I was really confused about the decision. And I decided, you know, let me just surrender this to the universe instead of trying to fixate on what decision to make. I just let go. And that exact same day, I saw a post on Instagram that was talking about PKD-free babies. PKD is polycystic kidney disease. And I ended up finding out about this organization that is funding the genetic testing, which is very expensive for anyone who has PKD because they want to prevent it from being passed on to future generations. And I got approved. And so that really helped us make the decision. I have an interview with the founder of that nonprofit that's going to be coming out this season. But what I think is so powerful about that is that we can just trust. And this organization and this grant weren't created until recently, which is another way that I can tell myself, oh, this is why we haven't conceived yet, because this is the way that I'm going to prevent this ancestral wound and this kidney disease from being passed down generations. And knowing that this disease ends with me is really powerful. So that's been really beautiful to just know that there's a reason behind this and know that we're in this together, me and my husband. And I've also just been loving running my programs. Earn with Ease, my first cohort wrapped up and it was so good. I have another cohort starting September 19th. So if you'd like to learn more, I'll include the link in the show notes. And also TSP, if you didn't hear, Thriving Sweeney Pathway is my group mentorship program. And we have officially turned that program evergreen, which means that it's open year round. Instead of doing launches with different cohorts, what we've done is that people can join at any time and they join other people who are joining. And we have weekly meetings at various time zones to accommodate people from around the world. And you get to connect not only with members that are inside of the program, you also get to connect with alumni. And it's just been so great to see everyone connect because it's so powerful to know you're not alone. And then being able to go through the video modules on your own and get one-on-one personalized support and have the private peer support app to connect in between sessions. So if you'd like to learn more about that, feel free to DM me. You can click the link in the show notes. And the other update I have is that I've created a new workshop. So if you'd like to learn more about my methodology, I've put together some of my top tips, some of the evidence-based ways that I really learned how to reclaim my health and reclaim my energy. I've created a workshop called Flare Up Freedom. So if you missed the chance to attend it live, I hosted it live in August. I've created a video training so you can watch it. And if you have any questions, you can always email me or my team at hello@emilyfraser.ca and DM me on Instagram. It's always me there and I'd love to chat with you and see if it's the right fit for you because it's just really wonderful to be able to see people transforming and getting back to work or being able to spend more time with their family and learning that they can manage all of this instead of feeling so, you know, sad and lost. So that is a big update for me. I'm really excited to get back. I've been batching some episodes that I can't wait to share with you with some experts in the field of chronic fatigue and chronic pain and trauma. And yeah, if you have any suggestions of people that you'd like me to interview, feel free to reach out. I really rely on all of you for letting me know who you'd like me to chat with or what topics you'd like me to cover. And yeah, as I said, everything's in the show notes. I would definitely recommend checking out the free workshop, Flare Up Freedom, linked below. And we will chat next week. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope that this episode helped you restore some of your spoons. If we're not already connected on Instagram, make sure to go follow me at The Spoonie Mentor and send me a DM to introduce yourself and share some of your takeaways from the episode. You can also visit emilyfraser.ca to join one of my programs or courses and learn different ways we can work together. Sending so many spoons, and I'll see you next Wednesday.